Today will be Ezra Hashem, we learned Daf Pei Beis, finish the 7th parak and begin the 8th parak of Masechtas Erevin. The topics we will learn include: the Gemara will continue the discussion of whether the words Emaseh and Bameh indicate a qualification of a previous opinion or a disagreement with a previous opinion. The Mishnah instructs us on how to make an Erev Tchumen for a community, and the Gemara derives from the wording of the Mishnah that an Erev can only be made for the purpose of a mitzvah. The bottom of Amud Aleph and top of Amud Beis discusses at what age a child is automatically included in his mother's Erev Tchumen. The Gemara cites a brisa which discusses for whom a person can make an Erev even without their consent. The discussion includes children, servants, and wives. The Mishnah at the end of the Daf discusses how much food is needed for an Erev Tchumen. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about today include: Ein Nazirus Ela Hafla. When one accepts a vow of becoming a Nazir, he will only fully accept it in the most absolute terms. Any condition attached to the vow would invalidate the vow entirely. Breira is the concept of retroactive clarification that has come up several times in our Masechta. The ongoing debate is whether we allow for something that is decided later to apply retroactively to an earlier time. Katan HaTzarech LeImo is a child who needs his mother and is therefore put from Sukkah and included in his mother's Erev. Ad V'ad B'chlal is the idea that when we say something applies until a certain point, that point is included in the application as well.